All right, so at the end of the podcast, you want to stick around. We have the little jingle, this was the podcast, now it's over. Yeah, stick around after that because we have a really fun, amazing interview with Brantley Gilbert, one of the coolest people in country music, at least one of the most unique and interesting ones. They're all cool, but Brantley is like... There's everybody else, and there's Brantley on this little island of crazy cool, because that's kind of what he is. He's kind of crazy cool. You'll see what we're talking about. Stick around for the end of the podcast and the Brantley Gilbert interview. You are going to love it.
Are we live?
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Yeah. Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one. That's how we get the podcast. The podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. We believe so much. We have a sign in here that says O'Reilly.
Where's gold?
Oh.
Point of personal privilege. Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Okay. You know what? The new favorite gold. Cheers. New favorite gold.
It's my new favorite gold, too.
I'm this close to going open a bottle of whiskey just for that. That
Dude,
is fantastic.
Anytime you have a thought, anytime you want to say something on the podcast, we've got to do
point of personal privilege.
So before you say anything, point of personal privilege, and you just
please
chime in.
Please do not play the harmonica during the podcast song.
That was actually from the Communist Party...
Democratic Socialist of America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so they were, every time somebody would say something, they would come on, and it was crazy. Like, I'm thinking, is this our future?
Guys, point of personal privilege.
I'm just thinking, is this our future where we have to say something?
There's
like
a
you
lot
go,
of whispering and chatter. And
that actually happened.
That's what happened right before this guy. And because that guy said, guys. And because he said guys, this guy got mad and
point
goes,
of personal privilege, point of personal privilege. Please do not use gendered language. To address everyone.
You can't see this if you're listening and not watching, but we're all doing
the fingers. The
jazz fingers.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how you clap now.
Generation Z jazz finger applause.
Yeah, man. Hey, I got a glimpse of America's future, potential future, by watching that video. And I was like, what is going on? Dude, it's already.
If you want to be a good parent, here's something easy you can do. Teach your children to clap when stuff is finished with. Okay? That's not hard. And if your child comes home from school and says, well, Mom, they told us not to clap and we do this, you pull your child aside and say, listen to me.
Yeah, the jazz fingers.
You clap like an American.
The jazz fingers just won't work. I mean, if I give my kid Oreos and they go... it's not going to happen, man.
First of all, if you give your child Oreos and they clap for you... Good parenting.
Hey, but Judd is Granzo's joining us in the studio. He was in the area, close, and I said, "Hey, man, come join us." So he's like, "All right." So he came in.
Hey, Judd.
Hey. Hey, Judd. How you guys doing?
Good. How's you keeping up with the Little League World Series? Judd's son played. He and Gunnar played on the same team for a year for Little League,
and we never knew each other.
No.
You know what we did? We actually just showed up for the least amount of games so we could keep on playing. So I wasn't there very much.
No.
Right?
Yeah, 60%, right? Something like that.
I think so. Yeah. So I wasn't there much, but we did play. You're right. We did.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. No, I am not watching it.
Why not?
Don't have time.
Yeah. More important.
Who's got time for that?
Hey, what are your thoughts on this? So we were talking about it today on the show when these kids in the Little League World Series, like one kid hit a home run. Jacks went out. As he's rounding first, the first baseman, like, kind of
puts his hand out,
kind of gives him a high five. Gets to second base, the second baseman high fives him. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't like it,
but it's good sportsmanship. Like that's the way they were talking about it. Was it's good sportsmanship? And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, but it's taking the competitive fire out of these kids' bellies. I mean, you're in a game, you're at war. You know, the other guy is the enemy until the game is over. Unless there's an injury, then you're okay.
Not that far to the other side. I don't think it's war.
It is war.
It's a competition.
Okay,
it's
do you play a game to win or lose or just show
if
up?
If you make competition a war, then it does have negative connotations. That's where you get these kids.
Yeah, that's how you win wars is you train people to win.
Not. War is life and death, man. This is not.
But yeah, this is win.
However,
win,
you
want
to talk
win.
About good sportsmanship, you're showing up your own pitcher. You're high-fiving the guy who just knocked one out.
Yep.
That's not good. That's not good teamsmanship.
I think the next time it happens, the team that gave up the home run, they all should run to home plate and jump and celebrate with the guy.
That would be great,
right?
Think about it. Hit a walk off and beat us! Yay! Oh wait, I'm
look
sorry.
Look how much time has changed.
I'm doing the fingers, little jazz fingers.
21 years ago, almost to the month, next month, the Cardinals were playing the Cubs when McGuire hit his 62nd home run, and Sammy Sosa ran in from right field
to congratulate
Mark McGuire for hitting number 62 because he was close himself. And the coverage was nasty.
Well,
he's showing up his own team. He's showing up his own pitcher who just gave up the home run.
Well,
that's bad. That's
you know,
just,
the
that's
interesting
bad,
thing
you
know, is
bad those, teammate.
During that time, it was more than just team against team. It was Sosa against McGuire. And it was Sosa saying, you did it. You bested me.
And you know
me.
What? Even I and, thought that was good because in that situation, you're talking about it's not like he hit a home run to win the World Series and beat your team. Hit a home run in the third inning to break a record.
Have you ever seen the 61? Have you ever seen 61? It's a movie. Billy Crystal directed it, and it's about Roger Maris trying to make the run. And it's him and
Mickey Mantle.
And it's talking about the stress that they had.
Yeah, but they were on the same team.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. There was still a little animosity between the two of them. Mickey obviously was pulling for Roger, but the fans weren't. The fans hated Roger. They wanted Mickey Mantle to do it, and he was so stressed out that his hair was falling out. All kinds of crazy stuff.
A lot of fans didn't want either one of them to hit 61 home
runs.
True. By the way, this is Sammy Sosa today.
Sammy Sosa, by the way, white. If you guys are not watching or listening to this,
he is. Have you not seen this, Judd?
No. Sammy Sosa is whiter than you.
Weird,
I'm just telling you right now.
He went through he did the bleaching. He did bleaching.
Is the picture on the right with the hat, is that Cheech or is that Chong? Which one? Is that Cheech Marin?
No, that's Sammy Sosa.
No way.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, what's he doing?
He's actually not even white. He's pink. It's really disturbing. True. And I love Sammy Sosa as a player.
Is he in hiding?
No.
How can you hide like that? You can't
hide.
Well,
you're Cheech Marin.
The sun hits him and he sparkles.
I mean, he's...
Maybe not as much Cheech on
maybe
that
he's
one.
A vampire.
Wow. That's weird.
He's in the new Twilight.
I mean... That is a dramatic difference.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Anyway, yes, play to win, and, that's the way it is. Don't high-five the other guys when they best you on the field. It's okay after the game to do the congratulations, good game, good game, good game. That's totally different. But while the game is going on, you're not besties.
Listen, we were down there in Warner Robins, and I was the pitching coach. And so we were saying, if a guy gets on second, we're going to put on it. You know, we're not just going to put that number one down or two. We don't want anybody stealing our signs. Well, the coach tells me, no, we don't do that in Little League. No one steals signs. I said, I don't buy that, but okay, fine. Kid cranks a home run. And the second baseman comes in and he said, coach, they were tipping our signs because they know what was coming. And I looked at him, I'm saying, all right, so we go out the next time and we flip them, and of course we get them. But I'm like, there is no sportsmanship. There's no rule. I mean, that's part of the competitive nature. If you can swipe a sign, you do it. But it's like, why is it because it's Little League, you know, and ESPN's covering that everything seems like everything's just this perfect world. So I don't like the high fives. I had a kid do that one time, and he came in. And I said, I don't want to ever see you do that again. And my wife said, Juddy's 6 years old. He doesn't know the difference. Jazz hands.
Jazz, he's 6 years old.
By the way,
he's your son.
By the way, I was told that jazz fingers, the little is how the deaf people clap, which makes perfect sense because.
No, that doesn't make sense. They can also
sense,
clap.
It makes sense.
You can see this if you're deaf. You can see it.
But it's actually the ASL, American Sign Language.
There's no difference.
It's no difference.
It's just a different movement. No. Anyway.
Just saying, it is a thing.
It's just it's really difficult. Some of us have guys.
Point of personal privilege.
You guys are terrible.
Oh, it's awful.
Terrible. Woof.
You watching the new season of QB1's coming on Netflix, Judd?
I have not watched it yet. I've not.
I don't even know what the show is.
So they follow three high school quarterbacks.
No, I've been watching a lot of the oh, what is it, where they go to the junior college and the
Last Chance You.
Last Chance
That guy
you.
Just came out with a book. He got, I've been watching. Got fired.
Woo Assassins.
Who got fired?
The coach, the guy from Compton. He was two seasons.
Oh, so the original.
I think he was.
The third season.
Third and fourth season, yeah. But, yeah, he just.
You saw that coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that third season was not as. I didn't like that as much as the first one.
They're going to. The new one is going to be California.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A JUCO, because California has so many JUCOs. A
lot of them.
But,
junior colleges, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah.
Gotta say it.
There's somebody there's listening somebody right going, now to this man. I can't believe you
point
said
of,
that.
Yeah.
Point of personal privilege. Can we just not call
Can you
people
say
JUCOs?
Junior college and stop yeah. being racist
Proper
and say
Proper pronoun.
Yeah, they're going to do it in California.
America is, we need to just wake up, y'all. This is
Which
so
season
great.
Are you on?
I just finished his second season, so I guess... Okay. Yeah, but no, I haven't seen QB1.
It's pretty good. That's the one that had Tate Martell in it.
Yeah, Cade was telling me about it, but I don't watch too much TV.
Yeah, you know what? I watch YouTube. Like, I have YouTube on the TV. Yeah. On the TV. I have YouTube on TV, and I find that it's the best because it's having a network that's exactly how you want it to be.
Yeah.
So I it tells me, hey, here's some stuff about how to smoke ribs, and hey, here's some stuff about. I guess I got a new smoker.
Yeah.
So I'm researching, and so I'm kind of gonna get ready for college season.
Get to smoke. Yeah. Shark Tank is what I've been watching. My daughter and I have recorded Shark Tank, and we like Cuban and watching that. So
is Shark Tank one of the best shows ever?
Yeah, Mr. Wonderful is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good show.
Well, I like them all. Every single one of the sharks, I would love to have hang out with us. We've had like Barbara on the show, but it's always been on the phone. She's come on a couple times and all that. I love her.
Yeah. I mean, when she puts them in their place.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
Yeah. She doesn't pull any punches.
Yeah. You're out. So just stop.
These guys don't watch Shark Tank. So they don't.
Oh, wow.
They don't know.
You know, every time I've seen it, I liked it. Yeah. Like I would see, like every once in a while, I'll turn it on or I see something in it. And I really like it. I think it's neat. I would be a terrible shark because I would be like, that's a great idea.
Me too.
That's an unbelievable idea too.
They're really forward thinking because some of the stuff that you think is a great idea, they just poo on it. They're like, nope, sorry, that's not going to work. So see you later, bye.
Yeah.
And you're like, how is that not going to work? And then you realize they've got all these other issues with the product or whatever. But there's some things where you go, there's no way they're going to make money with this. And yet we have one of those little scrubbies with the face on it in the other room. I mean, those people have made hundreds of millions of dollars because they have a scrub pad for the sink with a smiley face.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
brilliant.
They're brilliant. Yeah, they're smart. I guess that's why I'm broke.
So you getting
I'm not a shark.
Are you getting ready for a high school football, I guess?
I'm so ready.
Now, are you coaching at all?
I'm hanging out.
Okay, yeah. You're on the sideline?
I guess I'm kind of coaching. I'm still heading up our freshman group, but we've got coordinators, and I kind of just walk around and watch my son, and then I'll jump in and give a speech at the end. So so I'm still out there. You could call it semi-retirement coaching, but I'm focusing more on my son. And, I got a good group of guys that are coaching under me. So
Jed's son, Kate, is a stud quarterback, stiff stud athlete. And
it was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Big, 17,
big,
yeah.
Big day cool. for him, man.
Yeah.
He verbally committed to go play baseball at Auburn.
Yep.
And is also a quarterback. And so we're just talking about before you got here, Patrick.
Is he doing two sport or is he going to just do one?
Well, right now, I mean, he wants to do two. We'll see where it goes. He needs a big year with the Bruins. So, but he would like to. That's his dream. He wants to be a quarterback and a closer. So,
yeah.
For those that don't know what a closer is in baseball, the guy that trots in at the very end and
throws gas.
Shuts it down, yeah. So,
Have you got him – what's he up to now?
You know, he's probably still in the 90s. You know, he didn't pitch at all this summer.
Yeah, you shut him down.
Yeah, we shut him down. But I'll tell you what, there was – it's interesting as I'm getting wiser, older, and he's catching up. I had him beat, you know, and as the years have gone by, he's faster than me now and all this stuff. So there was one thing, you know, he's got a quarterback coach, a guy I actually trained like 12 years ago that played in the NFL – and we went out there in the end of May, and I said, you know what, let's see who can throw the ball the farthest. And I beat him, you know, and I said, that's the last thing I have, you know, bragging rights.
Yeah.
So 2 months later, we go out there, and Cade's like, let's give it a go. I said, I don't even need to warm up. Let's go.
Oh.
He beat me like by 10 yards. It's embarrassing. Like I've officially retired. Yeah. Yeah. He threw like 62 yards and I was like, oh God. Yeah. It was embarrassing.
I'm always blown away by how like Gunner will throw and he'll like want a long toss. I need one of those machines that like shoots the ball
for you. Yeah. I actually have to throw it. I have to run it and then throw it. Like I need a cutoff man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be your cutoff guy if you'll be my cutoff guy.
Well, it's weird, too, how fast it happens. Like, I went from throwing gas, man, to over the course of, like, 6 months having a noodle arm.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I have to hit the cut now all the time.
I'm getting a telemarketer.
And it'll bounce to the cut.
I'm getting one of these spam calls on my phone. Oh. I missed it. Shoot. I was going to answer it.
That's all right. You know what I like to do when I get those? I answer the phone. I said, this is the prayer hotline. And they're like, hello? I'm like, yeah, it's a prayer hotline. How can I pray for you?
Prayer hotline.
Yeah, prayer hotline, yeah. And I'll get in these like 5-minute conversations. I go, well, I need to pray for you. That's what you called for.
We're going to steal that
idea. Yeah, no, it is awesome. And they'll be like, you know what? No, I don't want any prayer. I go, you don't want any prayer? No, I don't want any prayer. They go, you don't believe in God? No. I'm like, okay. Well, God bless you. And my whole goal is them to say, God bless me back. And that is awesome. Yeah. Try the prayer hotline. Guess what? My calls went down.
They did. They put you on a list.
Yeah, I got red flagged or whatever.
No, we'll definitely steal that idea.
Yeah, it's fun. You can go a lot of directions with that.
Patrick, when did you realize that you couldn't throw a baseball or football anymore?
When I was 6? What are you talking about? I might have been 11. It might not have sunk in until I was a little older.
Bump.
My favorite story about Patrick is he said when he was in high school, him and one of his other buds said, you know what? We're going to spend all summer. We're going to train. We're going to get in shape. And then we're going to go out for the baseball team, the high school baseball team.
No, wait. Now, I should set this up by saying when I was 16, the summer before my senior year of high school, I lost a bunch of weight. I was in the best shape of my life. I had a buddy who was in really good shape. He eventually went to Annapolis into the Naval Academy, but he never played sports. You know, he's just an athletic dude that just didn't do it.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know what? Yeah, we should try out for the baseball team. I mean, we probably won't make it, but who knows? We'll just go. You know, so we trained all summer. We're in great – I was in the best shape I've probably ever been in.
Now, were you?
He was in great shape, but no, we were just training to be in good shape. Then we show up.
So you're not throwing a ball. You're not taking BP.
Yeah, we threw the ball and we went to the batting cages and we, you know, I'm not a terrible hitter. I just can't throw for crap.
Uh-huh. I want to see you hit.
Oh, I haven't done it in 20 years, but I wasn't terrible at it. So I'm like, yeah, what the heck, man? Let's just go. It'll be something we could say we did. We literally. Is this, I'm guessing what you were about to say. We parked in the parking lot and got out of the car and walked up the field and saw these guys on the field practicing before the tryout and went, yeah, I don't want to do this. And turned
out and walked
away.
Oh, man.
It was like, no.
Dude.
Well, it was watching the guys fielding grounders and going, I can't even begin to tell you how to do that. I hadn't played since I was 11 at that point.
Baseball's one of those things that you can't like. It's really hard. You can't just walk out and go, I'm going to play baseball today.
That's what I told Frank because Frank wanted to play ball this fall, and that's all he wanted. He told me all summer, yeah, I think I want to play baseball again. And he's taken 3 years off, and I'm like, son, I said it's going to be different. You know, whenever he quit, he was an all-star, and I'm like, you're not going to be an all-star anymore. I said you're going to be on the bench. I said, you have to be realistic about it. I said, if you want to go put in the work, I'll go to the cages with you. We can go throw. We can go hit. We can do whatever. And whenever it came to, you know, you want to go put in the work, he was like, nah, I'm good. I don't need to play. And I didn't. And I feel bad because I feel like I talked him out of it. But I also didn't want him to go in with unrealistic expectations and hate the game forever.
Yeah.
It was a weird thing, and I don't know. I still feel like I kind of made the wrong call.
Well, I will say this. I would say I don't think he would be benched. I think he would play. You just got to get him in the right league, like in a good rec league, and let him play at that level. If you're going to – I wouldn't try and put him into a competitive, high-level travel team.
I don't know if he could
fall.
I don't know if he could play. I mean
– He could. I've seen him. He could.
Okay.
Get him back in it.
You got to get back on the horse eventually.
I mean, you know, it's different than like football. You can take a kid who's never played football but wrestled his whole life, and he could be an amazing offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Or you could take a basketball player, some kid with great hands, and they could catch a football. That kind of stuff. Baseball may be the hardest sport of all sports because you've got to put in hundreds of thousands of hours of batting. That's the key. To hit a baseball being thrown at 90-something miles an hour with movement, fast twitch muscles have got to be finely tuned. And it's arguably the hardest sport.
Did you ever see Million Dollar Arm? The movie with, what's his
where
name?
Where he goes to India to get the kids?
That really happened. They went to India. They did a contest, see who could throw a ball the hardest or
the fastest.
It was
a rugby thing, right? Or not rugby,
cricket?
Cricket, yes. Yeah.
But it wasn't actually, I think only one of the guys had ever played cricket. The other guy was just, they just went and found naturally talented guys who were like 18, 19 years old who could throw. There's a billion people in India. You would think one of them can throw, just has the natural ability to throw really hard. Then they brought him back to the U.S. after they won the contest and tried to turn him into baseball players. And that's where, you don't know anything else. You don't know the rules of the game. You don't know how to field a ball. You don't know how to turn and throw the ball to the right, to first base on a grounder.
Yeah, second nature isn't there. You know, those things,
those
muscle memories.
Yeah, okay, so you can throw a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. That's great. Now learn the rest of the game. So they're teaching these guys at 20 years old how to play baseball.
How'd they do?
They both made the minors. They both got signed to the Pirates organization, but neither one of them ever made it.
I've never seen the movie. I've always wanted to.
One of the guys didn't last long. The other guy played for a couple of years in the minors and, you know, pretty good. But it's just not – it's something you have to have. Baseball is not something you can just – be athletically gifted and show up and do in your 20s.
We watched we went down to Hoover, Alabama to do the Perfect Game Showcase, Gulf Coast Showcase. And that's basically where high school students go, players go, and then they're evaluated and they get measured on speed, throwing, batting, gameplay, all that kind of stuff. And so they do this thing where they are seeing how you field, and everyone's kind of lined up, and they call you out there, and you go out on the field. You're the only one on the field, and they just start hitting you balls, and you field them and throw to first. And they have backhands, straight on, slow rollers, all that kind of stuff. And it's nerve-wracking. But we're watching everyone's kind of doing the thing, you know, and then you see this kid comes out. He was, I think he's Dominican. And it was different. Like, it wasn't even close. This kid was like, it's like a video game. So good. And I was like, there's a guy who that's what he's done his entire life. All he's done. He was so confident. There was not a bit of fear, nerves. He didn't show it anyway. Unbelievable. But yeah, it's a tough sport, man. It's one of those games that you can be a great athlete, but if you don't know the game,
hardest thing to do.
Here we go. This one of the guys from Million Dollar Arm. I'm just reading. I got on Wikipedia. Rinku Singh did play a little bit of minor league ball, but then now
for 6 years
He stayed in America, and now he's a wrestler with WWE Next. Yeah, it's like what?
Him and Sammy Sosa tag team partners.
So good for him, man. That's awesome. I'm gonna be looking for him now.
Hardest thing to do is what, Judd?
I think hit a baseball in a sport. Let's hit a baseball. What do you think?
I couldn't hit a curve to save my life.
Hit a round ball with a round stick.
Coming at you. Now these guys throw so hard and then they mix it up. I mean, it's amazing how good these guys are. It really is.
I got a hit off of some guy who used to pitch for Ole Miss one time, and that was like the greatest accomplishment. It was like I was playing in a 30-plus league, and I got a hit off of him. I was like, yes, I can still do it. I'm done. Back to softball.
Are you playing softball still?
No. I think we're going to play this this coming fall. We're going to probably get the team back together. We've taken a little time off. I had to take time off for the...
getting the band back together.
Yeah, I had to take time off to go through the fire stuff and all the schools and stuff, because you do that all in the evenings. So, for the last year, I've been doing all that. So, yeah, I think Lewis and I had lunch the other day, and I think we're going to end up getting the band back together.
You need to get Judd on your team.
Judd, you play?
I don't.
You want to, though.
No.
Yeah,
yes,
you do.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. It's great. It's awesome.
Dude.
You know you want to.
That's who you want. You
I think I want to.
This round body run. You haven't seen that.
I'm pretty competitive. I don't know.
So are we.
I've tried to retire of anything to do with sports. I'm really working my basketball. I stopped coaching, and my daughter talked me back into it in middle school. I just, it's too much for me. I had to retire. So I'm trying
What position did you play in college for football?
I was an outside linebacker.
Played for Tennessee in the national championship game.
98 to 2000. Yep. So
how different is college football then and now, you think?
Oh, wow.
Inside.
Game's completely different. I mean, the way they take care of, first of all, the way they take care of the guys. You know, like you were just talking about, you know, the cold room or whatever. I mean, these guys have every piece of equipment to get their bodies back in shape. The way they train is different. The way they eat is different. You know, but you still gotta block and tackle. But the game is so violent, so fast. And, you know, I think in 20 years ago when I was playing, you know, you'd see some 300-pound dude just move, and you're like, that guy's a freak. And now
it's the norm.
It's the norm. Yeah. It's just wild to watch this and just see how good these players are. Like, I was a good
athlete.
I remember
the first time I saw Kyle Turley surf. You know, Kyle Turley was this humongous right tackle coming out of college, San Diego State, and they're doing his profile, and he was surfing. I'm going, it's a 300-pound surfer. This is the best thing ever. This guy was just an athletic freak.
Yeah, the game has evolved, and it's definitely a different world, but it's fun to watch. I love it. College football is my favorite time of the year. I do watch that, so I'm ready to go.
Me too, man. I can't wait. So we got games coming up next. This Saturday. Coming.
What are the first games? What's the
absolute week from tomorrow?
First game?
A week from tomorrow, you got Florida, Miami, and then you've got, and I think
Arizona,
that's
Arizona and Hawaii.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Are they both ABC games?
I love Hawaii games, and I'll tell you what, I watch a lot of Hawaii games because they're on late at night.
Yeah.
And they're the only game on.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, at 2 a.m. you're still watching the fourth quarter. You're like, yeah, this is the best.
Yeah. And then the next week it starts off Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Clemson. Is that right? Clemson playing.
Clemson's playing. I forget now.
I'm going to answer my phone.
How does Hawaii not have the greatest?
Hello?
Attention. This is not a sales call. This is a medical alert. If you or a loved one use the weed killer Roundup and developed severe complications, you may qualify for compensation now. Again, if you or a loved one use the weed killer Roundup and developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
This has been
you
a big
may be
story.
Entitled to compensation.
But the
now.
Thing is,
the class action
stuff
lawsuit.
You see, that's real. This is not
real.
Press
one to talk to a representative.
I bet it is real.
No, it's not. It's a scam. Never fall for anything that they if you want to sue because you use Roundup, then you need to call a lawyer you know. Don't answer the cell phone and talk to these people.
Thank you for calling. Currently, all of our representatives are busy.
A lot of people fall
if
for this.
If you're calling in regards to the use of Roundup and developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and are interested in filing a claim, please leave your full name.
Full name, social security, and address.
Yeah, get off
Don't
of that.
Any bank account
that.
Information would be fine, too.
we need to have the routing information so we can put that money in your account.
Yep. I'm going
to
put it straight into your account.
Oh, wow.
Somebody just texted in and said, hey, can you please tell me the call number / station our heroes can hear you on overseas? My man is in Korea. I don't know if you reach there. Are we
in North Korea?
Korea.
We're on
yes,
Korea,
we're in Korea.
But we're on at like 8 o'clock at night. So.
No, we're not. They changed it. They put it to where now
it's
the Asian. Yeah, it's time shifted. So they're getting it in the morning.
So we are on AFN.
Bubba knows all like the official.
I did. I'm getting
stuff.
It.
Okay, you're pulling it up.
Yep.
I don't think we talked to you, Judd, since Patrick's getting married.
What? When?
Like 6 weeks.
You want me to do the ceremony?
No.
Why not?
I got a guy.
Can you do the ceremony?
You got a guy. Everybody's got a guy. No, I did one in June. I did one in June. It was cool. All yeah. Right.
That's cool.
Yeah, so if your guy goes down,
call
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
He should be on call.
So we went into a little panic because they changed the law in Tennessee that if you are ordained by a church online, you can no longer perform wedding ceremonies. I'm like, okay. So the place where we're getting married, they have a retired Baptist minister on staff who's always there, who works for the chapel. So he'll sign all the paperwork for you. You can have whoever you want do the ceremony. I'm like, good. All right. Continue with the plan.
Who's going to do the ceremony?
Drew.
Okay.
Yeah. Drew is our friend who is a lawyer who is also a reverend.
Which was a bit on the radio.
Which is a bit that we did on our old radio show where he became a reverend.
Does he have to re-up every year?
In Louisiana, you have to be, you can't just be a reverend. You have to have a license as a minister after you get the online reverency or whatever. And he does a bunch of weddings.
He does?
He's like, oh, yeah. He's on.
Seriously?
He's the top guy on call for like a lot of the plantations and big event spaces down there.
You
need someone to marry you, and you don't have someone, they suggest him. And he's really good. I mean, he shows up. He does a, you know, solemn ceremony, but he keeps it in the middle. And,
that's,
you know,
hilarious.
He's good. He wears a suit.
Do you get paid for that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Do they pay you, Judd?
I didn't take it because it was interesting. I met this guy off my radio show. He called me in. He called one night. we were talking, and so we started hanging out, and life went in a positive direction. And he said, "Hey, man, would you be willing to, you know, young couple?" You know, I felt a little odd dropping the bill at the very end as a gift, but no, I didn't. I mean, guys get paid. They usually ask for money or say this is what it costs for me to come do it. But I was just excited to do it because of the story. It was just kind of cool. So,
what do they get paid, Patrick? Do you know what he gets paid?
I didn't mean it was a couple $100, yeah. But I mean, yeah, you got to pay the minister to show up. And
so that's a nice little side hustle.
Yeah, it was
then.
A side job that he had for a while. He was doing like two or three a month.
Get some free cake.
That's great.
Eat some cake. Yeah. Everybody invites the minister.
Yeah, would you
to
get
the
AFN stuff?
Yeah, I have the AFN stuff. Now, yeah. It just depends on where they're stationed and all that kind of stuff as far as the signals. So I'm going to say this. Just if you have military friends and family or anybody anywhere around the globe, not just in Asia, Europe or out at sea or whatever, the best way is to use the AFN 360 app. They've got that. You can also use your AFN decoder and listen that way. And locally on the radio, wherever you may be, just look for the Today's Best Country station. So just reply back with Today's Best Country
on the
radio, decoder, or the AFN 360 app. Either way, because that's our station, is the Today's Best Country station, and that's how they'll find us. Again, every city has different frequencies, and I don't know which base, and I'm sure, you know, that becomes a different thing. But, yeah, it's cool. And the same thing, like we said, in Europe we're on over there, and it's the same kind of thing. And you can look, if you just Google AFN Pacific, you can go specific bases. AFN Europe, you can do the same thing. So,
right. Awesome. There. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry. It was kind of convoluted, weird answer, but it's not an answer that has one, or not a question that has one answer.
Judd, we are, Kathy is not real positive about this whole next summer thing, about Gunner leaving for 2 months.
You should set that up, because I don't think anyone else
yeah,
knows.
What, yeah, what's, you got to explain.
I
need
you to text me about that. I don't know if I'm positive about it either.
Okay, so what's
going on? So make me a believer.
On?
So... You're like a shark.
For that reason, I'm out.
Point of personal privilege.
So he's going to play travel ball, and it requires him to be in Atlanta, to live in Atlanta the entire summer.
Who's he going to live with? Like a hotel?
He'll live with the host family. So 60% of the roster is out of state.
So he's going to be like a baseball exchange student.
Yeah, it's a pretty good way of looking at it.
Can you like rent a family? Or can you?
Well, they do is they have family who on the team. They match you up, which is what they think is a good compatible family and that kind of stuff. And you stay with one of the teammates and their family.
Who vets these families?
The coach.
Who vets the coach?
The guy, the owner.
Wow.
So basically, they just pick some of their friends and all. Yeah, like whenever we did, because we have an exchange student staying with us, and we get vetted by the State Department. Like they make us take photos of the inside of the house, exterior of the house. You know, the bedrooms are going to sleep in and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, I'm going to need you to just put them on FaceTime. Yeah. Okay, just go ahead and walk on through the house for
me. Show me the stove. Like literally, they ask you for a picture of the kitchen, but you have to have a photo in which all appliances are visible. So I had to do like this panoramic shot of the kitchen.
Yeah.
So they could see all the stuff.
I want that.
Girl, is that a bullet blender over there? That's pretty three-speed.
Is that a four-slice toaster or not?
Yeah. So there's a – well, I mean, and I think at this point in the game, it's probably a good idea, right?
My question immediately is why there? Why not – I mean, is there nothing anywhere that here or closer?
What's so great about this special team?
Well, it's a good team. It's a good organization. They've won the World Wood Bat. They've won it in every single age group.
It's a wood bat.
What? I'm sorry.
What was that? Did you just impersonate a parent saying wood bat?
What?
That was nice.
Let's get psychological. What popped into your mind that made you
want to do that?
I saw a little cartoon character in my mind. I saw a wood bat just flapping through and like this bird going, it's a wood bat. I don't know, man. It just, things happen.
Point of personal privilege.
So, it's a great organization. I mean, Judd's familiar with it, I think. They put up good teams. They put up good, it's a good program, and they get a lot of looks. So,
you only got a couple summers left, right? I mean, that's two.
It
was kind of our last hurrah this year, so you got to make that. You got to make that decision. So,
he has one more though, right? Doesn't he?
Yeah, but it'll be for fun.
In this wood bat
thing. It's not like it's a, you know, he's out there trying to get recruited.
Yeah, he's already.
Real quick, on this wood bat thing for him, is this going to put him in front of a lot of college coaches and scouts and all that kind of thing?
Yeah.
I mean, this is like where you go. If you really want to get noticed, this is where you go play.
Basically, if you're playing on this team, you're a D1 prospect, committed or going to be committed pretty soon, I'm assuming, right?
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's his dream, if that's what he's been working for this whole time, was to get to a D1 school and play baseball, then yeah, man, it's kind of
cool.
You got to let go sometimes. I mean, I say this because every time I always think about my kids leaving home, I always have to go, well, you know, I left home at 17 and I moved to the other side of the planet to an island that nobody had access to. And, you know, that was 17 years old.
Yeah.
I wasn't even 18 yet. So I always go, you know, I was big enough to handle that. Your kid's big enough to go to Atlanta for a summer.
I'm not excited about my kids leaving home.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm struggling.
Are you going
to
try?
You don't have to like it. You just got to deal with it. That's kind of how I am.
I know. I'm just, ugh.
That's a big one too, man.
And my daughter, oh my goodness, she's a freshman. Unbelievable the changes in her. And I'm just like going, ugh.
You know what's the worst is when you start doing laundry, because I do laundry at the house. I do most of mine, or I do all of mine, and I do a lot of theirs whenever I can. And it's really weird when you find these really cute underwear, and you realize these panties aren't for your wife, they're for your daughter. And you go, well, no, what are you doing? You
don't need panties. Panties.
You don't need these. You know, now you see all this Victoria's Secret panty stuff, and you're like, no, stop.
You know, here's what I have a problem with.
It could be Frank's.
That's true. Yeah. That's very
point
true.
Of personal privilege.
Point of personal privilege.
Jazz hands.
Can we please
not refrain. Use gendered underwear when referring to your children?
I'm offended.
I have literally nothing I can add to this after that.
That's so funny.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
That guy looks exactly how he sounds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're imagining what that
you
guy
said
looks
guy.
Like, you're right.
You don't know.
Yeah, I did. I said I guy.
Please you don't know.
Not used. Right.
Anyway.
Gendered
language. But yes, so that's where it gets weird. I don't know. As far as like them going and living their life and all that, you got to trust that you've done a good enough job. And it's hard. It's really hard to feel like you've done, because I feel like a failure as a dad. On a weekly basis, I'll go through it several times. I'm like, was that the right choice? Did I do that right? Did I do that wrong? It's hard, man.
I'm dealing with the way that her outfits. She came down yesterday, and I said, what's with all the holes in the jeans? And dude, she said,
I saw that picture.
You saw it?
Yeah.
I said, wait, did you buy them that way? And I said, Julie, how much did we spend? I said, when I grew up, if you had a hole in your jean, you were a poor kid.
Yeah.
Now, we're actually paying good money for holes, yeah, and they're putting patches on them.
Yeah.
I'm like,
this is not a new thing, but it has gotten it bothers me.
My daughter went out with friends yesterday, and she was wearing almost the identical outfit that her mom was wearing when I met her. And I'm like, okay, this is really weird, man. Really, really weird.
Oh, man. Deep breath. I saw it was cool. The doorbell, the ring.
Yeah.
Some guy came to pick up this girl for a date, and the dad gets on. He's at work. He's like, "Who are you?" So they go through this whole conversation, and he's telling the little brother, he's like, "Take a picture of the license plate." I mean, it's hilarious.
You know, it's like, I don't let the boys come to my house and just pick up the girls.
Oh, no chance.
You know, and like, Stacy is totally cool with them just showing up and just, okay. Like, she'll say she has to meet them. But she'll walk out to the car to meet them. I'm like, no.
Uh-uh.
They come to the door. Yeah. They ring the doorbell. They don't text and go, "Here."
Yeah.
You don't do that. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Call me crazy. You will get your lazy butt out there. If you're too lazy to walk from the car to the door to pick my daughter up, then you're too lazy to go anywhere with her.
I've got a chair in a padded room with a bright light that they've got to come sit, and I just get there for like 45 minutes.
And the light's behind you, so you just look like this menacing shadow.
Yeah, and I go, "Have you ever been waterboarded?" And so that usually
it's
goes well.
It's not torture. No. It's just
I still remember being uncomfortable. I was terrified of my high school girlfriend's dad. He smoked, like he chain smoked. He was just had that grizzled voice and that real like leathery skin kind of, you know, old man face, and he was like,
yeah.
He just looked like
and
he could
now,
kill you.
Now looking back, you're almost his age.
Oh, probably. He was probably you know, so she was 16, he was probably 40. I'm 40, you know. Oh gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, think about that. Terrifying. You look like that. All of us, we look like the old men that all
you know,
that
I
we
don't.
Were all
you know
afraid
why?
Of.
I don't smoke four packs of cigarettes a day.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, we're at that stage in life where, you know, when you're 16 years old and you're going to a girl's house, you know, the dad is right around 40. And that was the scary old man.
And he seemed like an old man.
Yeah. And he was like, it's like you're the lion cub and he's like, you know, the alpha male lion. And you're having to, you know, say, "Hey, I'm going to take this one out." And the dad is like, no, you're not. I don't know, man. It's weird. You see everything differently.
Well, I'm working out again for one reason, for when the boy shows up at the house. So there's no one's walked in the door yet. So it's a day's coming.
You're back into it, huh? You slinging the iron?
Yeah. Throwing some weight around. It's heavy, but it's good.
You on the cat?
No, I'm not on the cat. I'm too old.
Stay off the cat.
What's the cat?
Old. Don't get on the cat. Stay off that.
What is the cat?
Oh, it's a torture device. Yeah. It's
underground. We can't. You need a clearance.
We can't even. You need a Q clearance.
Will you like drop weight on it though?
Yeah, it's plate loaded out in front of you, and you it's a jumping machine, but it's.
I need stuff.
You can do
like
squats.
That.
You can do squats on it.
I need stuff bad, man. Like I caught myself yesterday. I'm back up again. Like I get to where I'm like right at 3 and then I'll drop. And then I'll get right at 3 and I'll drop. I'm back at 3 again.
That's
299.5. I'm like,
that,
you know.
That you are at 300 pounds. That sounds so insane to me.
What?
Are you really?
Yes. 299.8, I think,
right?
Is what it said.
Personally,
yeah. He's
always I think you're talking
been
about 300 benching. I would never. Wow.
No. Yeah.
I will personally cause Bubba to lose 50 pounds. And here's how I'm going to do it.
You're going to drop.
I'm going to lose 50 more pounds. Because when I get, if I get to where I weigh less than Bubba, he will finally do something and stick to it.
If you and I both were to lose more.
Oh, God.
Two days ago, I sat down, like the kids, our kids finally got, they started school. They started, you know, some kids I know aren't. So they started school, and I get home, and there's nobody there. And I'm like, this is great. And I go look for Stacy. She's taking a nap, something she hasn't been able to do because summer. So I'm like, I'm going to go in my little guy room, and I'm going to kick back. I'm going to turn my PlayStation on, something I haven't been able to do in a while. So I go in there. I fire up the PS4. I run downstairs while it's booting up, and I grab a thing of Oreo Double Stuffs. So I come sit down. I pop it open.
The story is great.
I pop it open. I'm playing some ball. I'm doing whatever, and I'm reaching over, grabbing an Oreo, and I'm fine. And it was the good ones, too, the Double Stuff, vanilla ones. Oh. I love the vanilla ones.
16 again.
Yes. So I'm sitting there, and I'm playing. I go to reach over for another Double Stuff. And the thing is empty. The tray, the little tray with the three different rows of double stuffs, they're gone.
You ate them all?
I ate them all.
You ate the entire thing?
Every single one.
Of doubles?
Yes. Just sitting there playing PlayStation. It was the best. And I'm like, this is great.
I guarantee you.
I am a fat slob.
You're the Bubba's 100% issue is diet.
1,000%.
That's everybody's issue.
A billion percent. But I mean, in the parking lot at the gym instead of going inside.
Well, I can't lift right now because I got the elbow and wrist thing going on. But that's fine. But I should go at least jump on the bike, but I won't because if I don't like the gym. I do like to lift, but I don't like the gym.
Leave here, drive to his gym, which is a block away. And take a nap in his Jeep in the gym parking lot. And
then, you got a recovery. Recovery is the key to everything.
Yeah,
so you've got it.
Is that like
is that kind of like
you
your? Is that, do you kind of use it as like a sauna to loosen up your muscles?
Yeah, I do. I get nice and loose because the sun's heating the interior.
Has anybody
of the
broken the window to see if you're okay?
No, I sleep with the windows down, man. It's the Jeep. I have
the
top off.
I say all the time because Carson goes to the same gym, and I'm like, I wonder if people don't talk about it. Like, have you seen the guy in the Jeep that just sleeps in the parking lot?
Yeah, I'm not surprised you're on some kind of sexual predator list.
The problem is if you eat clean, you're always hungry. If you try to eat good, you try to eat clean, you're always hungry. Well,
I've gone through every little type of diet, and the one I liked the most was eating like the paleo stuff, kind of like the keto thing. That's great, but I can't do it long term. No. I cannot. I'm good for a month. And then I'm like, I must have chocolate.
I haven't cheated since April the 1st, and I'm down 36 pounds. So.
But when you do, you're going to balloon up. And Big D, how many times have we seen it?
With me?
The same with all of us. Oh. When you do that, not with you, because you're crazy. You'll watch a documentary, and whatever the documentary tells you, you're going to be like, oh, well, I need to only eat potatoes. And lima beans, I will drop.
Remember when you only ate potatoes for a week?
Well, that was kind of a gag. That was with, what's the guy's name?
Penn Jillette.
Telling us about how he did the potato diet. He only ate potatoes. And so that was kind of a
And kind his
of
whole
bit.
Thing was you
it
eat
was
potatoes.
But when you say potatoes, no butter, no oil,
just
no
plain
salt,
potatoes.
No french fries.
Nothing.
Right.
Potatoes.
Just a baked potato.
Boiled
and what happened
or
is.
Baked, no.
And what happened
no
is he stopped himself from overeating because after a while he realized if I only, this sucks. I don't want to eat another potato. So if I only eat one when I'm really hungry, then I'll be fine. So he just stopped overeating and he changed his diets. He kind of reset himself. I can't do that. So I tried the calorie counting thing and even that sucks.
Like, calorie counting sucks. Listen,
all of
keto,
it sucks.
It's easy
I just
if you stick with it, and there's so much keto food out there.
I don't want to do that, man. I like ice cream.
There's ice cream. There's
no,
keto
I
ice
don't,
cream.
I want ice cream that won't make me
right
fart.
Now, keto ice cream sucks.
It does.
I haven't tried it. I'll tell you right now. There's no way that's
but
good.
You know what?
All the keto stuff makes me gassy.
Keto ice cream is not bad when you haven't had ice cream in 3 months.
Right.
Wow, that is
but
a good
it's
point.
Bad, though. But your stomach hurts. You know, you eat a pint
of... Yeah, because doesn't eat a half a pint of keto ice
no,
cream.
No, I'll do a pint.
You know,
I'll sit down. I'll be like,
look
all right, I'm going to eat
guy.
A pint.
Look dude, at this
that's
dude.
That's my boy right there. Yep,
I'm a fan of this kid. This is that kid from Minnesota. He's the new...
Big Al.
I hit dingers.
My name's Al. They call me Big Al.
They call me Big Al.
I like to hit dingers. Yeah, this is that kid from... Minnesota. Actually, it's Coon River, Minnesota.
At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
He hit a home run in the regionals. Dude, he was so pumped when he was going around the bases. I was so happy for him.
People giving him five?
Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Yeah, the other team didn't give him five because they're not good sports. We're watching this kid bat.
And he's
stopped
a great,
yeah, great podcast.
Yeah. Oh, and he fouls one off.
0-2.
He's right. In trouble.
I got to get out. I got to wrap some stuff up so we can get out of here.
When do you got to go?
I got stuff to do, man.
He's getting married in six weeks.
I'm getting a new computer, so it got delivered to our business office. I got to go get it.
Where's the honeymoon? What are you doing for that?
I don't know.
Dude, did he almost hit it? Nope.
No.
A little short.
Hey, it might have. You know, if the fences were back at 200, it would have gone.
Yeah, they take the fences to 225 now.
Yeah, when was that? This year?
I think
or
this
last year.
And they also made the other change is they have to be 11. I mean, they have to be 12. They can't be 13.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because some kids became 13 on the birthdays, but you have to be 12. I hate that they make these kids look stupid.
That's so dumb.
They do all these dumb...
You know, my favorite thing about the Little League World Series is every time some kid comes up to bat, it'll say something like, love spam.
Yeah.
You know, it's like whatever...
Favorite...
They got a batting average and then like... But it won't even say favorite food. Singer, it won't even say favorite food. Know. It'll just say... it's like a little band and it just says Justin Bieber fan. I mean, it's like all these weird little things, but it doesn't say favorite singer, favorite food. It just says some random weird thing. Loves emus.
We would just start bizarre. They went into a commercial break, and they always have these cutaways with the kids. They do these this B-roll stuff. Where
they do like the little floss dance.
Yeah, confetti falling. They put on a rainbow colored wig and just stupid.
Look at me.
That's whoever's doing that doesn't understand the because none of those players liked it. They don't like none of those like it.
Yeah, get on that unicorn, jump around. That's fun. Yeah, it's like
all right, guys. We're all gonna throw ice cream at each other. Okay, no, that's
fellow fight.
No, that's not what we want to do. Someone doesn't understand the baseball culture at
show
all.
Show us doing something really cool, like you know, show an actual highlight of a play or something. That's what we want. Yeah. All right, we about done?
Yeah, who's up? We're playing on the puck. Is it
again, for those of you who are listening to the audio version of the podcast right after the little closing jingle, we have Brantley Gilbert. Very, very cool interview. Brantley is a very unique person. If you don't know anything about Brantley, stick around. You're going to love him because you're going to be like, I think he's a little dangerous.
He is dangerous.
He's a little dangerous to you, to me, to everyone.
He has killed someone.
As part of an initiation?
Yeah, somehow, somewhere.
Anyway.
To get an exchange student?
Yes. Maybe.
Judd, thanks for coming by, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
And thank you once again to O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay. You can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
What a personal privilege.
It was the podcast.
Sorry.
Hey, thanks for not playing the harmonica.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Our buddy, Brantley Gilbert, in the studio. What's up, dude?
Our buddy. Brantley
Gilbert.
These cats here, man.
What was that? How did that go again, Brantley?
My buddy
and me.
Wherever like he goes, I go, he goes. It was a toy.
Oh, Bubba, can you pull that up?
You don't remember my buddy?
What did y'all get?
It was like supposed to be.
Before I got here this morning. Was that like that little teddy bear or something?
Brantley Gilbert is our guest. And, you know, we're talking about those little commercials. They were trying to sell dolls to boys in the 80s. So instead of calling it a doll, it was your buddy.
Oh.
My buddy. Wherever I go.
Oh, God, so bad.
That sounds like it should be like in a horror movie.
Well, the interesting thing is that was the meme, like the inspiration for Chucky. And that's where Chucky came from. The creepy little boy doll.
That makes sense. I just want to reaffirm my pronunciation on that was horror.
Horror.
A lot of times with my accent, I forget, you know, the second syllable.
And that's an entirely different kind of movie.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not the same.
I don't want your listeners to think that, you know.
Hey, congrats what happens in a small town, man.
I appreciate it, brother. I'm telling you, working with Lindsay L has been amazing, and that song is just something we're extremely proud of, and it's been a good time.
It's been a very long time. Like, this song has been, it's one of those ones that's like, I call it a slow roll. That song just seems like it's just been building and building, which I think is good because that means it's out there longer.
Hey, man, I dig it. Most of my singles last like 50 weeks or something.
Yeah, that's what you want, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite 50, but it's up there.
When you walk into like a store or you're on an airplane or something and they don't really know who you are as an artist, and then they ask you what you do, do you tell them that you're a singer or do you make up another story?
No, I actually just ordered this mullet wig on Amazon, so I don't have to answer any questions at all. Most of the time people just, you know, kind of look and laugh and then walk the other way.
Uh-huh.
I tried it out at Walmart in my hometown last night, and nobody there even recognized me. I could actually go shop with that thing.
With a mullet wig?
Yeah. And I wore a Batman shirt and shorts and like some slip-on sandals. It was awful, man.
You're going to be on People of Walmart, though.
Yeah, yeah. You are definitely. You might be on it right now.
Yeah, actually. We should check it out.
Look at this guy trying to look like Brantley Gilbert.
Was out there trying to bum cigarettes in the Walmart parking lot.
I think it was Carrie Underwood who told us she used to try that to, like, you know, put on a ball cap and glasses and try to look like, you know, it wasn't her. And then people would still recognize her, and then she looked wonky. So, you know, she's like, well, if people are going to know it's me, I might as well put my makeup on. And
that's the Dolly Parton thing. Dolly's like, apparently she, like, sleeps with makeup at the ready and everything good to go in case her house catches on fire. She can run outside and be photo and camera ready.
That's a good thought.
There's no way that's true.
That's what she told us.
That's
an
old thing she used to say. I don't know.
I relate to that really hard, though. I get it.
Carrie's too pretty to get away with that. The ugly fella like me, you know, we throw a mullet wig on, it'll throw you off.
Is it one of those, it's like a hat where it has the mullet behind it, or is it just the wig?
No, this joke was like $45. It's the wig. Man, joke come with it. You wear a hat over it like it's a real deal. Holyfield.
Really?
Yeah, man, I could pop some weave up in that thing.
By the way, congrats. You got the new baby on the way. And how's all that going? Are you going to the doctor's appointments and all that with her?
Yes, sir, if I'm in town. With Barrett, I didn't miss an appointment. I went to every single one of them. And I wanted to try to do that with her. But I also took like 3 months off when it was getting close to time for Barrett. And I've learned that the truth of the matter is that in those first couple few weeks or months, especially when they breastfeed, there just ain't a whole lot for us to do.
No, there's really not.
So I decided to go back to work and do something I'm good at. Kind of.
You're a hands-on dad. You're there, and you know, with Barrett. And what are some of the things that you're like trying to instill in him as a young kid?
Man, right now, you know, he's still at the age where we're kind of figuring out what he likes and kind of, you know, just following his vibe, man. And he really loves to be outside. That would be something that I would maybe push on him a little bit if it wasn't the case. But to be honest with you, he kind of just, ever since he was born, really, he's always been calmer outside. Like, we couldn't get him to sleep at night. I walk him out on the porch and swing him out there. Like, he just loves and wants to be outside.
Yeah. I was talking to some people the other day, and it's like, you know, we would get up. Remember getting up in the summer, and if you couldn't get out of the house fast enough.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing to do in our house.
We'd wake up, and I would go to my friend's house and wake them up. I'd bang on their windows. Yep. I'd bang on their doors. Yes. I'd be like, come on, let's go. Yep. It's 7:30. Let's do stuff.
Let's
go in the woods. Let's get on our bikes. Let's go jump, you know, thing. We used to dig mud pits and put fires in it. This is way before YouTube. I mean, we would be like those kids, man.
I started a bicycle gang.
Somehow, I actually believe that.
Yeah, we called it Deuce.
Deuce.
Like deuces, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from. I think my buddy Dustin actually came up with the name of it, but you didn't have to get, like, jumped in or nothing, you know, or get tattoos.
Yeah, there was no, like,
what
initiation.
What was the initiation, yeah?
You had to ride your bike through this little area in a certain amount of time.
Okay.
And if you could do that.
Like a field
you
test.
Were good.
All right.
Yeah, but the time limit changed all the time. It was like if there was a little kid from the neighborhood you didn't want in the club.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was like, you know.
All right, do it in 25 seconds.
You turn people away?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Man, it was a tight-knit group, man.
This is exclusive,
can't
man.
Just put anybody in
there. Dead Deuce, weight man. Following you around Deuce. in the bicycle gang.
Exactly. This is a gang, all right? This ain't no game.
It's a gang.
We'd like still, they were putting up some subdivisions and stuff around us. We were like, I think in our minds, we were trying to keep development from happening and keep our small towns. We'd steal like a ladder and put it in another room. It's in the same house, you know.
Yeah.
Or hide behind their dirt pile and sing John Deere Green. You know?
Boy, you rebel.
Well, I'm telling you,
you
really,
you taught them a lesson.
You ain't kidding, buddy.
John Deere Green.
Yeah, she's out here. And it sounded about like that. That's what pissed him off. I didn't like it.
So, what do you think about our old bud Patrick here? He's getting married. Did you know that? Patrick's getting married in...
Congratulations, yeah. man.
He found yeah. someone that can yeah. handle the beard.
That's right. You got to find you a woman that likes the beard.
Either that or marry one and then grow one. You know...
Is that what you did?
A little bit. Then my wife's like on social media trying to get people, you know, against the beard. She posted like an old picture of us when we just had got back together where I had the close thing going on. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm really trying to talk him into going to the short beard.
I like her tactics, man. That's yeah. actually That's really good.
She's crowdsourcing
yeah.
this.
We exactly. do the same thing with Patrick. We'll sit here on the radio and tell people, oh, yeah, go take a look at Patrick. The before and after pictures, and it's the same kind of tactic there.
I'm getting beard hate. I'm getting hair hate.
That's just rude.
My fiance is real nice, so I'm waiting to see if she'll say something mean. So far, the worst I've gotten is, well, your hair is... interesting, and that's as mean as she gets.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
That's yeah, but it's the other day she pulled on my beard and went, I mean, I think we could trim this some. Okay,
yeah, no, you knew what you were getting when you came into this marriage.
Actually, she didn't.
She did.
No, she didn't. No, whenever she didn't. Patrick no, met her, he no. had short hair and a well trimmed beard.
Yeah. The old switcheroo. Yeah. Dude, don't let go of the beard. Just don't do it. Beard life, man.
I'm getting close with the beard. I think here's what I think I'm going to have to do. She told me she likes the hair, and I like the hair. So I think I'm going to have to sacrifice the beard to keep the hair, the long hair.
As long as you'll do like my dad did, man. My dad grew his hair out, and he was living at the farm by himself. And, you know, if his bangs got too long and in his face, he just...
Cut him.
He cut him himself?
Oh, yeah.
Like the old bowl cut across the front?
It was bad. I'd also like to point out that my dad is now over a year sober and doesn't have that hair anymore.
So.
All right.
He learned.
Yeah.
He figured it out, yeah.
Cut your hair.
Yeah.
It sounds like something you tell your teenage son.
Feels like something we should tell Patrick.
But no, man, my dad is actually doing awesome, man. He spends like hours and hours every day with my son, and it's just it's been pretty cool.
So he's awesome. Poured himself into being a grandfather then.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is good.
It's
good
fun for stuff.
It's good to have your dad in your kid's life, man. Okay, before you go, we want to talk about the album that's just coming out in September.
October.
That's right. October.
It's going to be called Fire and Brimstone. We'd love to have you back in when the album comes out.
Man, I'd love to come see y'all. Y'all know I'm always
that. All right, we'll do that then. In the meantime, make sure you get What Happens in a Small Town. Brantley Gilbert, everyone.